And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. And then, of course, on 97.3 The Fan. Big thanks to Jeff for keeping us running on the air so smooth. And Adam for handling things on the app. We're having a great time in studio with one of my favorite people in our sport fishing business. And that's Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double and the Point Loma. Just having a great time talking local fishing, talking great info and a great time. And, you know, Fred, one thing we haven't really talked about is the Point Loma, you know, and I know that that's the other boat in your operation, and you know, just a little bit about what you guys do and how the boats are going, and we're rolling into the time when both boats are running, and what's going on. We all know and love the Double. We talk about it every week, but what's the latest with the Point Loma?
Good question. You know, we sold the Mission Bell
right
last year. I know you guys have had Cameron on.
Yeah.
And we're excited for him.
Totally.
You know, having that boat out of our operation, we're back to our roots.
Yeah.
Steve and I are celebrating, this is year 21.
Wow. Incredible.
Of owning the Daily Double.
How
and the
can
Point
that
Loma.
Be? Right? Congratulations,
and
by the way.
Thank yeah. you. And it's just, you know, It's kind of eased the operation. God, we're hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, the season, you know, as many cool things as we've seen, it's kind of off to a slow start as far as participation from anglers.
Right.
So, you know, we're just doing what we do. You know, booking some charters and seeing where we're gonna fit in. We've talked about putting the Point Loma on a local three-quarter day run.
Yeah.
You know, going back to basics. And, you know, that's something I'm interested in doing.
Totally.
You know, give me 10 hours local and, you know, let me just go do the banker's hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, meanwhile, you know, with the Double, we got to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, I love the half-day trips. You know, just waiting for things to break loose and some more participation,
totally.
Please come visit us. We've got a really good crew outside of Steve and I. we've got Tony Sotelo,
yeah,
who's been with us forever and a day, and Chad Slager. I mean, he's made me a better fisherman.
That's,
you know,
really cool.
Having some of the younger guys come through and you know, we have conversations on, you know, what you see and sonars and equipment, and, you know, he's so on top of things for me. You know, the boats are in good shape.
That's great.
And you know, we've added some things. We got a new sonar on the Double, a new sonar on the Point Loma. Just little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
But you know, as you guys know, it's a combination of all the little things.
Yeah,
all the little
absolutely.
Things pile up, and you know, the boats are in good shape.
I
we're
love
ready
it.
To fish.
Yeah.
And you know, we're excited about the year coming up. Exactly what we're gonna do with the Point Loma.
It's gonna find its home.
Is it a charter boat? I mean, if somebody wanted to charter it?
Yeah, well, it's one of the nicer charter boats for small groups.
Exactly.
You know, you only got a dozen 15, 18 people or less, and it's competitively priced.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what's so cool about it, is it doesn't take a huge group of people to get together to charter the whole boat, and it's not a big cost when you get that group together.
Is it available for maybe a charter to the islands? I mean, could somebody,
yes, please.
Yeah, right.
So somebody can go to the Coronados. And
yeah, that, I mean, boy, you know, last summer there was a point when all the day boats were scheduled and people booked to fish offshore, and Steve says, "Well, I'm going to the islands.
Yeah.
You know, I want to." That's always been something we've tried to do, is separate ourselves from what everybody else is doing. So
it shows. It shows in your run times with the double. It shows what you guys did with the bell. It shows what you're doing with the Point Loma.
So last summer, you know, Steve started fishing the islands, and the other guys were kind of stuck because they were booked to go offshore. Well, Steve started getting hits at the islands, and it got to the point where we were putting the Point Loma online as an overflow.
Yeah.
So we had both the bell and the Point Loma fishing the Coronado Islands, and everybody else is offshore, and eventually they found their way into the islands. And, you know, that was a phenomenal bite last
summer. And what a year for fishing the Coronado Islands it was, huh?
What's amazing to me is, you know, there's still some good schools out there, but the participation has been lax. And, you know, everybody's waiting for the big hits.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's better than being on a boat with 10 people.
Right.
And, that started today.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you think
today?
That whole island thing? And I know it's not your forte, but it is in our background, right? But
yes,
what
sir.
is it the abundance of bait? Because we know the fish are there. I mean, is there an abundance of bait that the yellows don't want to break free? And
You know, there needs to be a push of volume. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fish that's there right now to hear Steve describe it, they're the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're good ones, and you know, as many fish as get hooked, you know,
sure.
You don't land them all, and you better be on your game. But you know what? I enjoy that challenge.
Right.
You know, anybody can go out when they're. They're biting
when there's
nails.
Limits.
Yeah. You know, anybody can do that. But I find more reward from, you know,
picking, a dozen fish on the boat.
Yeah, and picking one or two of them.
Yeah,
totally. You know, getting your piece of it, or, you know, oh, shit, you know, I went 0 for 3.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, even that, it's like, okay, well, I was in the game.
Yeah.
Good-sized fish, man.
Picking off, you know, standing at the rail with your buddy and being on the Point Loma and seeing a tern bird, you know, fly one way and then get twitchy and kick back the other way and firing a cast off right to that was and hooking a fish on the surface. Like, that one fish, for sure, you smile a whole lot more at the end of the day, or you think about it a week later a whole lot more than you did on a day that was wide open. You dropped a bait in, you hooked one, you filled your sack with it. Like, those are the fun ones, for sure.
Yeah, and those are memories.
Yeah,
those
totally.
Are memories, so
whether it be a yellowtail or a bass flips back there, and you made your lure, you put your lure right on it, and you got the bite right away. Like, those are the ones that stick in your mind for sure.
So the Point Loma, it maximum load is how many people?
Depends on what we're doing. Half day trips, you know, we'll put 26, 28 on there.
Okay.
Generally, if we're fishing any short of islands or offshore, 18.
18 people.
The boat's licensed for 37.
I got you. But so a charter group.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so attractive about it is it just doesn't take that many guys. Get a dozen, get 15 guys together, y'all split the cost, and boom, you have your own charter. You're not paying hardly any more than you would for any other trip.
Yeah.
But it's just you. It's just
your boat.
Trip. Yeah, I dig it. I think it's a great boat.
So you're recommending 18 people maximum for island offshore. I mean, if you had a group of 15, that ought to be super comfortable. Like,
oh, absolutely.
It's awesome. Yeah, you got the boat to yourself.
Yeah,
that's cool. Hey, I had a really fun text from James in La Jolla. It says, I absolutely love fishing the daily double. It's everything right about fishing. With the exception of spending time on my skiff and an occasional 8-day in the fall, fishing a good bass bite on the double is my absolute happy place. Fred told me when I was a kid, if you can catch calicos consistently in the kelp, you can catch anything. It was a great tip. Go fishing the daily double. It's just fun. I thought that was a great text. And how true that is, too. You know, you, Fred, get to see skill level of all kinds. You know, from a family coming out from Arizona and enjoying San Diego and trying to catch a bass for the first time, to the most dedicated guys that fish half day with you every day and cycle through tens of thousands of baits a year because they fish with you twice a week. And, you know, everything happens on the double. That's one of the things that I think is so cool about your job is you truly do get to see all kinds.
We're the training grounds.
Yeah.
And if you can
master. Or the perfecting grounds, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not just the training grounds either, though. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's. I mean, it's the entry level.
Yeah.
But if you can go on the entry level and master it, what I said to that man, I know what kind of keyed that statement. And I had a guy that was fishing with me on a regular basis. He fished really well. and he's getting ready to do a 5-day trip, and he showed this concern.
Right.
And it's like, you're going to have no problems.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, there might be some knots you don't know, or there might be some technique, you know, but for the most part, if you can fly line an anchovy and hit a pocket to catch a calico, it's like you're well on your way. You understand how to fly line a bait. You understand how to fight a fish. You see visually what's going on. You can maneuver around other people. You're not going to have a problem. So that man went out and is like, oh wow, that was, you know.
I would say even above what you're saying, I wouldn't say that guy is going to be just okay. I would say that guy's likely going to have a leg up on a lot more than you think. There are no better fishermen than the local regulars that go every week, and it's just that. I mean, it's repetition.
Yeah.
They have more times going to the hand well. They have more times. It's little things that you just don't think about that become muscle memory. How you pick up a bait. How you put a hook in it, how you get it into the water. And if you're fishing twice a week on the half-day boat, you're just going through more baits and making more casts than you know, somebody who, you know, their fishing schedule allows is one 8-day trip a year. And, you know, and then the next year comes along and I got 8 more days of fishing. If this guy's fishing 2 days a week every week beforehand, you can't touch that guy.
He's able to put it together.
No doubt.
My sister-in-law sent a boyfriend out with me one time, and he was a long-range fisherman, and, you know, he came out with his gold fancy reels, and, sorry, he fished like shit, yeah. I mean, he couldn't fly line a bait. If he didn't have a big sardine to kind of be able to pitch out, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And, well, this is stupid. Yeah, okay. It's
nothing like getting a bass bite on a chove, man.
Everything you just said, Rick, it's... You know, anybody can go to where the fishing's really good and catch fish, but go to where it's a little tough and be challenged and be able to find success when conditions aren't perfect and there's not, you know, those are the people that are putting their time in and those are the passion.
That's what makes you.
I just want to go fishing.
Yeah.
I just want to go. I just want to be on the boat.
I love
it. You know, like you say, it's the repetition. It's all the little things that we do on a regular basis that, you know, kind of set us aside from the guy that just does a couple of eight-day trips.
That's it.
You know, I have to say I spent a lot of my younger years fishing on both the Fisherman 3 and the Daily Double. Like, that was my gig. Like in the 80s, like I spent a lot of time. And
it's a good place for a kid to cut his teeth.
It is. Out, and the Daily Double is such a cool platform. It's like lower to the water. Yeah. It's wide. It's got a really wide beam at the stern. Like, it's perfect for backing into the kelp.
It's a perfect boat, man. It's a perfect boat to go catch a calico bass from.
Hello.
I want to go do it right this second. Well, the phone lines are packed, Corey. Why don't we jump back into
it? Let's do it. How about Bruce? Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, you're talking about schedule. Are you going to be doing the later departures during the summer, or I like to do a couple of those a year? So
yeah, we're online right now. Daily Double 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we come back in and 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 8:30.
I love that, man. I love that.
3 to 8:30. We're online 7 days a week. You can call Point Loma Sport Fishing at area code 619-223-1627, or you can book online at pointlomasportfishing.com. We have reintroduced discounts. So there's senior, junior, and military discounts now, $10 off.
Oh,
so
awesome.
So book online or call the office and get on the boat and let's go fishing.
I think the thing that I love the most about your afternoon run is it's just in line with when I get off of work at the tackle store. So, like, I can't wait. I can't wait for, you know, maybe Dal take care of the boys for a little bit and just slide on to the double, go get a little afternoon bass fishing.
Ashton from our office You know, he's, uh-huh. he works the front office. He came out the other afternoon. He had a limit of calicos on the surface iron.
Oh, man.
Hello.
You know, count that's, me in. That's a nice day of work.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Slide off of work.
Yeah.
Go down.
Sell fishing tickets.
Yep.
Jump on the rig.
I love it.
Catch a limit of bass.
A little cheeseburger on your way home.
Yes.
Life is good.
Oh, bring it on, man.
Let's jump back into this phone, Corey.
Geez, you have me on the boat already. How about Mike? Mike Cohn from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey,
appreciate
Mike.
You joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. Now, Fred, like generally speaking, you know, you start the morning run, the seas are glass calm, and as the morning progresses and later in the afternoon, breezes start picking up. Do you prefer, or do you see a pattern? Would you rather fish flat calm conditions or with a little bit more breeze and wind? And how do you would you compare the morning run to the afternoon run? And are the loads generally lighter in the afternoon?
So thank you for your question. When we talk about one variable, one condition, you're talking about the wind condition. That is one of
several.
Yes, so many different variables, and if the wind's doing one thing, but you get a current break pushed through and the water's movement and it's gotten a little warmer. I mean, there's several conditions that, you know, one doesn't dictate everything, and you know, whether what the wind's doing, that's what we're experiencing. That's our condition that we're living in above the water, but there are more important things that are happening in the water.
Right.
So for us, it's the wind, but for the fish, it's the current. And that's a more meaningful condition because that's affecting the fish, mm-hmm. as opposed to the wind, which is, you know, dictating how I anchor the boat and so many other things. You know, topwater fishing, you know, guys like having ripple. You know, a little bit of not quite as calm on the yeah, water, but again, it depends what you're fishing. If you're fishing a popper, then flat calm, but you know, no wind.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just one of several conditions that.
Is there a condition that's the most important? You know,
yes,
is it current?
Biting
is it
fish?
Yeah, we'll take that. That's a condition I like.
I actually have a good text.
Please,
that kinda,
yeah.
That kind of leads into this whole thing. And Ed, thank you for the call. It was awesome. For sure. Says, morning, guys. Great show. Question for Fred. When fishing the coast, current is a must. Is current only found when tides are coming in and going out? So,
no.
So that's Matt from Apple Valley. I mean, is it only a tide-dependent kind of thing?
You know, I get this all the time where people want to look at the tides. And if you're fishing the bay, if you're fishing – you know, surf fishing,
yeah.
You know, tides are meaningful, but as soon as you get out away, the ocean currents are completely different. Yeah. Now, sometimes there might be a correlation, but it's such a 3D thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't look at your tide chart and think that there's going to be, in my humble opinion, to think that there's going to be a correlation of what's happening a mile off the beach.
I agree with you
100%. Now there is an exception to that. I do like fishing near the mouth of the harbor on an outgoing tide.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. But that's not an absolute. And again, there's so many different things that factor into it that anytime somebody comes to me and points at one thing and saying, oh, this is what I base when I go fishing on.
It's
almost frustrating. It's almost frustrating.
But it's a legit question because some people do try to base it on the tides. Mm-hmm. And here's the crazy thing, Fred. I'm with you 110%. Like, sure. I don't dictate my fishing on the tide. And, yeah, I mean, in the aftermath, you could say, oh, wow, you know, this on a high tide or whatever. But here's the crazy thing is Steve Lasley and Mark Wish will tell you the marlin bit on the tide change at 12:10. They start a bite, which is 50 miles offshore, you know?
Yeah, well, Yeah. Is there some remote correlation? Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not.
I know.
I'm more into looking at what's in front of me than trying to say I've got some crystal ball and I've been watching this and there's a correlation and this is going to happen.
Hey, I can tell you one thing that he gave up that was a nugget that I stole from Fred and watching him kick butt over the years in poor conditions, and that's trying to make bass fishing happen when there was a real lack of current, but there was a good outgoing flow of the bay, and that's tucking around I got that just from watching Fred and like being in my own boat and having struggling days of local bass fishing, and then going home and seeing the catch pole like, this guy's had 30 bass that day. Like, how the hell did that happen? There was no current anywhere. And then seeing where those guys were and realizing that, you know, you're making some of that tidal flow. It's still water moving, and you know, it's catching the edges of kelp, and it's not artificially making it happen, but it's different, you know, different than ocean current. You're using that tidal flow to get water moving. And yeah, I caught Fred doing that more than once and put that in the back of my mind. Like, there's a, you know, you're taking the conditions it presented and you're making the best that you can out of it, whether they're good or they're bad.
Yeah. Well, it's being aware of so many things.
Yeah, totally.
And there's never any one thing. Except biting fish.
That's the best. I like it. That is the condition we're after. Yes. Well, here was another fun Texas. Good morning, guys. Love the talk that you gave earlier about brown baits, chovy, sardine, etc. Fred, can you talk a little bit about the difference on how you fish an anchovy versus how you fish a sardine? Is there a difference in where you hook them, how you fish them, etc.?
So anchovy's prevalent. You know, this morning that's kind of come up. You know, if I'm straight fly lining an anchovy, I collar hook them. Mm-hmm. Anytime I put a
spot. Real quick, what does that mean when you say you collar for somebody that's unaware?
So behind the gill plate and towards the top half, so what we refer to as the shoulder. So just lightly underneath the collarbone and out the top shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then anytime I put a sinker on, I prefer to nose hook a bait. And I do something that not everybody agrees with, but I'll catch the bottom jaw and go up to the nose.
Mm-hmm. For fishing with a weight.
For
a sinker.
Slider, torpedo, whatever, I nose hook. Because I feel as it's being drugged down, you know, it's being drugged down nose first, and it looks natural. Where if you collar hook a bait, and it's being drugged down kind of sideways.
It doesn't
look as natural.
Or to now, tear, or maybe helicopter off. Or,
yeah, I see plenty of guys, you know, a super light slider and a collar hook, and it's like, I'm not opposed to that. It's just, that's not what I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the difference when you're fishing a sardine?
You know, locally, I just nose hook them, yellows. I know there are some more finesse ways to get a bait to shoot. You know, if you got finicky yellowtail or tuna fishing, and you know, I'm not opposed to hooking them in the back end.
But you're
just to get a bait to shoot.
But fishing in the weeds, that nose hook can be critical because sometimes that thing does. Yeah, he's swimming through them, and you got to swim them back out of them too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you pull them away, and you know, there's times bass fishing where you get bit and you miss the fish and you pull it back. And they come back
and
after it,
right?
And, and you know, you let it sit there for a while, and you know, you pulled it out, you pulled it away from a fish, you missed the bite, but you pull it away in a natural way, and then you let it sit there, and you know what? It's beat up and it's kind of messed up, but it still looks natural, and they'll come back, and sometimes it might take 5-10 seconds, but it's like, you know, I can envision the fish looking at it and saying, well, you know, it's still there.
Or the other one that missed the opportunity at it, you know, and all of a sudden the opportunity is there again to rush right out and grab that thing.
Yeah, or another one says, well, you killed it. I'm going to go eat it.
Right.
Put in the work. I'll take that.
The competition factor.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, great info, and appreciate the text, Sean. Why don't we jump back to those phones, Corey?
Let's do that. How about Sam? Sam, calling from Irvine. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, I went to San Clemente Island, and the bass was unbelievable there. I mean, they were boiling everywhere. We throw chovies, which anchovies are the bait now, I guess. But my questions are, you know, I went for a yellowtail. You know, we're looking around for yellowtail to see what if there's big fish out there. And I didn't take anything for calicos. And I heard earlier on you were saying something about a big bass bait and what that setup would be. And what is the best anchovy rig to use now? That apparently that's going to be the thing.
A couple of great questions.
Yeah, really good questions. Chovy setup? I mean, you've kind of described some of it, but yeah. Like a size 4 hook and...
4's pretty small.
Yeah.
I'm jellyfishing a 2, but a 4. I mean...
Carry both and be safe.
You want your hook to match the bait size, and the anchovies we've seen this year...
good size.
Yeah, 2's been fine. You know, being able to fly line an anchovy, you know, old school, we like longer rods, you know, at least 7.5 foot to 9. And, you know, I'm amazed at you know, the whole line of smaller reels that you can fish 15-pound line on,
yeah.
15 to 20, you know, fly line and calico bass, 15 to 20-pound line. Can you drop down to 12? Yeah, but, you know, we're still ocean fishing, and you don't know what's going to go through.
Could be a sea bass.
Yeah.
Could be a yellow.
Yeah. Can I ask you this one? You've seen all kinds. You've seen everybody of every talent level, and I know that both of the reels work for it, but when you're fly lining an anchovy for a calico bass, do you prefer a low-profile style reel or a more traditional open, smaller reel? You know, I mean... Take the money factor out of it. Do you have a preference?
Whatever's in front of me.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, the level lines, I'm so impressed by, you know, all the, you know, everybody has a line of level lines.
That's, sure.
And, you know, I cut my teeth on a squitter.
Right.
And, gosh, you know, here we are. We're talking tackle again. And it's like...
Well, it's because it's one of the fun parts about it.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know?
And the squitter, all three of us could still get to work today perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, we could still go calico fishing.
I think I asked because I love fishing a Tranks, and a Tranks is what I have, and this, that, and the other.
I agree with you, Rick.
But, man, how do you say that there's ever a reel that fly lines an anchovy better than Newell 220? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's true.
Is it? You know, like, it's fun.
But for
that's
an,
all.
An all-purpose reel, and Frank Lopresti mentioned it yesterday, the Tranks... has changed the game for that kind of, like, half-day inshore fishing. I mean, a Tranks 300 or 400, you could...
Yeah. It's not the equipment. It's the fishermen.
No, but it makes it easier, I think.
Yeah.
And it's where Fred puts that boat and puts that anchor down on some hard bottom and a little bit of nice, clean current running downhill. Like,
I have a quick question because we have Yusef ready to go. What days are you running the boat? I want to come in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you running? Is there any particular days?
You know, I
want to come hang out with Fred for the afternoon.
I need to have this conversation with my two hungry captains who want to run the boat the time.
Which is okay. I mean, that's fine.
I've kind of become the utility guy.
Okay.
It's like, when you guys need a day off? And, you know, I ran the boat yesterday.
Yeah.
I ran the double. Steve Peterson ran the Point Loma.
Okay.
So, yeah, you had both.
That's the beauty of having a team like you guys have.
Both the senior guys. Yeah, because you want everybody to be happy.
Totally.
You want, you know, they, both the other captains, they have young kids at home and, you know, family get-togethers. Chad has family in town. Tony had a family day yesterday. And so
Fred's running the boat.
And Steve's running the other one.
Yeah,
So it's hard to know, but I would like to take on, like, okay, Tuesdays and Wednesdays or something.
I would love to see that because I want to come down on a Tuesday afternoon and go hang out with Fred.
Yeah,
here's the thing. You never know what the fishing's going to be like.
That's true.
And you never know which one of our excellent captains is going to be running the boat.
But I know the burger from the grill is going to be great.
Yeah. I want to go fishing with Chad and catch all those sea bass, man. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Hello.
Well, speaking of sea bass, let's find out what's going on in the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report, Corey.
And it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip. Over 40 snacks, and all those 40 snacks, 89 cents. And now you get the burritos, sandwiches for your trip, and all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of other places. Only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. It's Summit Gasoline for free ice. Let's Talk Hookup listeners, always the lowest gas prices in the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right. And with that said, let's find out what's going on. We got Yusuf on the line right now, the Angler's Realtor. Good morning, Yusuf.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing great, buddy. It's been a fun week of kind of some ebb and flow fishing. We're anxious for the rundown.
Yeah, it seems like it's really heating up. The islands up north, San Miguel and Santa Rosa, have just been an epic sea bass bite the past week. Should continue into the full moon, hopefully. St. Nick as well, over at the Sand Spit. They've been getting some big halibut. It's been pretty much game on up there. Palo Verde, Long Beach area, there is a good sand and calico bass at Iser, or sand and calico bass bite at Isers, as well as the Barracuda are starting to get bigger in there.
Nice.
Catalina remains strong with the sea bass bite and a few yellowtail here and there. It's a really early bite, like 2 a.m. to sunrise. After that, it just shuts off. Clemente is back online, full-speed sea lions right now, but there's the yellowtail mixed in with that as well, from Gold Bluff down to Purse Seine. Del Mar is, and La Jolla area out to Point Loma is pretty much off and on the yellowtail. They'll pop up one day, the next day you see nothing. The bass bite's definitely getting better in there. We're getting legal-sized barracuda as well. One highlight is 6 to 15 pound sea bass being caught over off Point Loma kelp.
Yeah.
So last week there's a few guys that got in there and did pretty good. Coronado Island's the same story. It's hit and miss. Yellowtail. I was down there last Sunday. We didn't get any yellows. Got into some good rockfish, but same deal. It's one day on, one day off. There's a lot of fish there that we metered up, and we couldn't get them to go, but. You know, the bigger boats are getting them every day. It's getting a little bit better. Tuna action. It was a little bit slower last night, but should pick back up hopefully tonight. Out towards the northwest end of Clemente, backside of Clemente, and now the Tanner Bank. The there's some bigger fish out on the Tanner Bank. A couple of the guys were out there, and they've done pretty well, kind of being all by themselves for this time of year. It's pretty awesome, but... It's going, boys. We're gonna be in the heat of it here in the next 2 weeks, I think.
We'll take that, man. Certainly some good prospects and some good fishing to be had. And like you said, a couple of those fisheries need to wait for the conditions to come right back around, and we'll certainly handle that. And, you know, the best part about fishdope.com is there's always somebody on it. So many great reports, biologists checking water, weather, regulation changes, everything. Fishdope is always on it, and you can save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code Hook up now. It's all lowercase, no space, saves you $30. And guess what's going on in the housing market right now?
Housing market's a little slow, honestly. I don't know what the deal is. This rate keeps bouncing up and down. Hopefully, we're pressuring Powell pretty hard, so we should get some relief here in the next few months. But it's just going to be a little bit of a cyclical market. People, as soon as these kids get out of school, it'll start going again in the next week or two here. But everybody's getting ready for the end of the year and getting their kids ready, and they'll be wanting to move here soon, I'd imagine.
Well, that sounds good. Well, if somebody needs help with the process of buying it, selling it, or just getting the info, we always say you're certainly the best and one of us, and that sure is a nice guy to have on your back when you're in that market. How do we find you if we want to keep in touch with everything that you guys do with the housing world?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at Cal Realty. You can go to my website, sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, we'll kick you one out. No questions asked. SoCalHomeEval.com.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. Great report, as always. Glad to have you back in the studio here. Hope you had an awesome trip, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Yusuf. Appreciate it, buddy.
Good stuff, and it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service, stop by the location of Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, not only on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but we are on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast Series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG Series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. I'm having so much fun in studio with in the world headquarters with Fred Huber from the Daily Double, and just not only bringing back memories, but talking about the current calico fishing and just, you know, how much fun it is and how good it is, actually, and it's happening right now, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's that time, and the water temp's 65, 66 degrees, and bass are flipping around, flopping.
It started. They, you know, we're not focused just on bottom fishing right now. That's always something to fall back on. But it started. I mean, the season's here, 2025, how it's going to unfold. And, you know, come watch the story. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, the people that wait and the fish count watchers, oh, I don't want to go unless it's screaming. It's like, come on. Get your reps in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, let's go do this.
Get your swings in. Get your time on out on the water. I mean, get off your couch. Come
right?
on.
Exactly. That's the same whether it's island fishing or bluefin or fishing on the Daily Double.
Hey, I wanted to start this one off with a text because I thought it was a great question for what's going on right now. It says, good morning, guys. Super excited to hear this show. I'm having a great time and wanting to go half day fishing with Captain Fred. I'd really like to get in on this little bit of sea bass bite that seems to be happening. My question for Fred is, if there's an opportunity at sea bass, would you recommend that I go on the AM or the PM trip, and anything that I could be doing to help increase my odds of getting that bite? That's from Charisse in Huntington Beach.
You know, looking back over this past year, it seemed like our better hits were in the afternoon.
Okay.
We had some pretty good hits. You know, that time of day when everybody else was gone and we've kind of got it all to ourselves, that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you know, when we're out there,
yeah.
That was, you know, as I think back to this past year, past summer, that we had our better hits then.
Fishing a sardine, fishing an anchovy, fishing a mackerel, fishing a lure. What's going to increase your odds?
There were a couple morning hits too. You know, it's so opportunistic.
Yeah.
There's one thing I can guarantee you, and you will absolutely not catch a fish, a sea bass, if you're not on the boat.
Yeah.
There it is.
And, you know, there are times when it's like they're so unexpected.
Yeah.
And there's other times when it's like, oh, we might have a shot at them. And it's just, you know, it's so unknown.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of fishing a kelp. Yeah, totally. Like, you never know, like, 100%. What's swimming through and coming up the chum line. And when you drop the anchor, they're not going to be there in the first 10 minutes, usually. It's usually after you sat there a while and got things working and the chum line's happening, bass are flipping, and, you know, it's usually minutes into it.
We were talking during the break, as we often do, you know, especially when Corey's here, about, you know, about the harvest and about the fish. Is there much in the world that's better than a fresh piece of sea bass? You caught on the double coming off of the Point Loma kelp when you get home? Like, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
No.
We'll take that.
Especially an 18 to 22 pounder.
Yeah. Well, the phone lines are packed up, Corey. Why don't we jump right back into
them? Let's do that. Let's try John in Dallas again. Let's see if he's on there. Good morning, John.
We got you back, John.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Hey, my question, Corey, I'd love to take you fishing, but my daughter-in-law that's pregnant with my fifth grandchild would really like to go instead of you. So sorry that you can't go, Corey.
So when you win the prize today, you're keeping it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when you come out, if you win, John, I'll hop on the boat and we'll go out together. How about that?
Well, I love that, Corey, because I can learn so much from you.
Well, it's just having a good time, and that's the key to my game right there, is just having a burger, having a good time, and maybe catching a fish or two, you know? So what are you up to this morning, John? You got a question for Fred?
I do have a question for Fred. If I bring my pregnant daughter-in-law, is it okay if I bring her daughter, which is, she's 3 years old, Fred, is that something I could do?
Oh, three-year-olds, you know, toddlers.
That would be tough.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you bring a child, you know, don't ask me what you're comfortable doing. I mean, that's kind of on you. But I can tell you from what I've seen, you know, toddlers, 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds, you know, they're in an environment that's not real suitable unless you want to be on top of them and give them your full attention.
Right.
It's not recommended. Now, if depending on your relationship with this child and you want them to have that experience, sure. But know this, that, you know, you can't be standing at the rail caught up in fishing and have a 3-year-old running wild, because it's not a safe environment. If you're bringing that young a child out, you have to dedicate your time to being the guardian of that child.
What do you see, Fred, as being, and it's kind of a loaded question, but I mean, what do you, like 5, 6?
It's, you know, 5, 6 is about as young, but some 5-year-olds, no, and some 5-year-olds, absolutely. Now, you know, our kids, you know, Philip at 5, you know, he was able to handle himself, and it's an environment that, you know, he grew up in, and, you know, he dominated as a 5-year-old, where other 5-year-olds that aren't as worldly, if you will, that have been sheltered, it might not be as easy.
I just think about the amount of time, too. You know, when the half-day boat leaves, it is gone for that entire stretch of time until it comes back to the dock. And, you know, my boy is three and a half, and, you know, we go fishing a couple, you know, once every couple of weeks down on my boat, and we catch spotted bay bass. But, like, you know, I keep those days very short, like, on purpose. We go down to the boat, and we bring the dog, and we catch a few bass, and then we run around in the grass, and we go get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Johnny's. We're out of there in a couple hours, and it's short, yeah, and it's quick, and he loves it. It's his favorite thing in the world.
And looks forward to it.
He does. And even knowing that, knowing how much he, right now, at least at the spot that he's in, how much he loves to fish and he likes to do all those things, there's no way I would bring him on the half-day boat. And that's, you know, that's a kid that's grown up around buds that fish and dad and all those kinds of things. My gut tells me, John, it's too early. You know, it's just not the amount of time that... You know, if that half-day trip were 2 hours long, if it was a boat ride at the docks, all day. But you gotta, and you said it best. Like you need to give kids that are that age 100% of your attention, not in between casts and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But again, you know, every kid's different, and you said that best. You know, dad knows the personality, and that's it.
And there's probably nothing worse than introducing a young individual like that, and it'll leave a bad taste and. Probably their mouth, your mouth, like,
yeah,
this, just not...
I am living for the time my boys are old enough to come fishing with Fred and go calico bastards. I can't wait.
I know
we got a couple of years, but, man, it is what I'm living for
Rick,
right now. I cannot
your boys
wait.
Were in here yesterday with their deck boots on, ready to go. They were so cute, man, your
wait.
Little boys.
Yeah, it's
going
to be fun. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, and let's talk to the guy who's responsible for this show almost not happening this morning. Let's talk to Arnie in Vista.
Right? at least we can blame on him.
Arnie, of course. I'm kidding. I just said it to mess with you, buddy. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, Arnie.
How are you, bud?
Good morning, Arnie. How's the view from under the bus there?
I would be disappointed if you didn't take a little focus. Oh,
hi, buddy.
A troublemaker.
You know, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I'll tell you, I got to give big kudos to Fred. San Diego Rod and Reel, we took a kids' trip out to the kids from the Boys and Girls Club of San Marcos.
Right.
And, man, what a time that we had out there, guys. It was awesome. We were nailed pretty hard on the reds, and we had these kids were really into it. We had one little young man that he wasn't feeling so hot, and Terry Sherwood was giving us some ginger ale to kind of pep him up a little bit, and we decided, you know, this poor kid hadn't caught a fish. So guess what? Wayne started it. Wayne cut a thank you, Wayne, for coming out and helping us yesterday. He got a bit. And got him hooked up on the back of the boat. He landed that first fish, and that was the switch. Because next thing I know, I look over. He's over there with Kerry. He hit three rockfish, bam, bam, bam.
That's
one,
awesome.
Two, three in a row. And then this kid, what he did, he caught the biggest fish of the day. So AJ out there in San Marcos, I'm very happy to have you on here, and I hope we make you an angler for life, my friend.
That's awesome. Super cool.
Arnie, great job. And, I mean, you know, we've been talking about all morning. You got to do it yesterday. Is there anything better than going out on the double and having some local fishing and having a burger on your way back in? Life doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, something I hadn't done in a long time. Most of you guys know my knees are kind of jacked up a little bit, so I really haven't been on the water for a while. And I tell you what, you guys made my day.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
It's good seeing you.
Yeah. Super
tell
cool.
Me, Fredo, thank you.
Yeah. Arnie, great comment. Great to hear from you, buddy. Glad you guys had a good trip. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sure, buddy. Later.
Thanks a lot, buddy, for that. All right, let's jump right back into those phones. Corey?
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug Cone from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Doug.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys go halibut fishing, any place real close.
Halibut. Oh. How about at the Bay Receiver? You stop at the Bay Receiver for 10 minutes, that might be your opportunity.
Yeah. So I'm kind of missing the question.
About fishing halibut.
On the boat, target them?
Any point during your...
You know, for us, I almost consider them an incidental catch that it's not something we target, but they come through. And this past year, God, we... You know, in all kinds of different places, and not something I was targeting, but, you know, oh, there's a 20-pounder. Oh, there's a 30-pounder. I feel like whatever's happening, I've seen more halibut in the last couple of years than I had in the previous 10.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to point at to to say that halibut have become more prominent.
I agree with you. I mean, that's...
And it's not something that, you know, we necessarily target. It's an incidental catch. But if I was a private boater, you know, I can't take a couple dozen people out and target them and expect any great success because, you know, when we catch one or two, you know, great. You know, it seems like in the sand bass bites, you know, we might see them in different spots where it's hard bottom meets sand bottom, those types of edgy things. But, you know, then next thing you know, you're fishing caligos in the weed and there's a 15-pounder. It's like, where'd he come from?
And it seems like, you know, you talked about them being a little more prolific. It seems like it's that way all the way up and down the coast.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the Bay Area and all the way back down, and all the islands have had really good halibut fishing. They just seem to be in a really good, cycle.
There's some boats up north that have had some success. And, I don't, you know, it's almost enough to get me to jump in my truck and drive up to the L.A. area.
Yeah, totally.
Not quite, but almost.
Well, hey, we had another great text come through. It says, yeah, what a great show, guys. Last year, I hopped on one of those 8:30 departure trips, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be missing the early morning bite. Turned out it was the exact opposite. We were there in the afternoon when the conditions were at their best. We watched the other guys leave and had tremendous bass fishing. I can't say enough about the crew on the Daily Double. It's my favorite ride in San Diego. That's from Danny in Temecula.
Nice. Thank you, Danny.
And those were done for that exact reason. You're there. You get a couple windows. You get a couple hours of window where you've got the whole place all to yourself.
Yes.
Wherever you want to be, wherever the right position is, you got it. Well-designed trips for sure.
Stacking the deck.
Yeah.
Right?
I know it's your favorite back to gear questions for you. This was another fun one from Manny. He says, what a great show. Question for Fred. You ever see guys throwing the A-rig on the Daily Double for bass fishing? And is it allowed? That's from Manny in San Diego.
Yes. Fish what you're going to fish. You might get laughed at, but.
Well, they work.
They work. I get it. It's interesting. It's fun. And there's times when it's appropriate, and there's times, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about, you know, coming on the half day boat and learning the finesse side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what does it take to catch a fish today? And sometimes it takes a perfectly presented bait, a perfect cast on the surface iron, and picking things out. And what I see with the A-rig, it's one of the novelties to be able to see, hey, am I gonna fill every hook, or am I gonna fill two or three hooks? And it's a novelty, but it's not finesse.
Yeah,
it's
not. That it is not.
And I think one of my favorite pitchers, young Gavin, he grew up on my boat fishing, and as he became a teenager, he got a little squirrely with different things. But I got a picture of him, full set of braces, smiling, and a barracuda that's just woven into the A-rig.
Got every hook.
And I think the comment that I posted online was, I don't know what's shinier, you know, the A-rig with the barracuda or Gavin's grill.
That's hilarious. And they work, but it's kind of like throwing the surface iron, right? But except with the surface iron, you could probably get triple the distance.
Yeah.
And the A-rig is just so heavy and bulky and... I mean, you're probably going to catch two or three bass at a time at some point. But...
Well, last year during that sand bass blowout,
yeah.
I mean, there was guys that, know, we're getting kooky, they're biting,
right.
You know,
how many we can get.
Yeah, how many can I get?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I saw three, I think three was the best I saw.
I love it.
We'll be right back. We're going to find out who's won a pass for two on the Daily Double when we return on the Let's Talk Pick a Bass and 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Fred flip the prize coin.
All right.
Going to a text or a call.
Yeah, now again, this is fishing for two on board the Daily Double.
Is that a caller?
We got a caller today.
A caller, and our caller is Sean from Irvine.
Sean,
congratulations.
Congrats, bro. What a great time. What a great trip to get to go fishing on. Fred, this was a lot of fun. Fun getting to heckle Arnie, but a whole lot more fun having you in the studio and talking fishing on one of my most favorite things going on board the Daily Double. One more time, give us the rundown. Somebody wants to come fishing with you. The hours that you're running right now, and how we book a spot.
We're doing two trips a day on the Daily Double, departing at 8:30 in the morning and returning at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then our afternoon trip, we turn around, we leave at 3 in the afternoon and get back at 8:30 in the evening. You can contact Point Loma Sport Fishing at area code 619-223-1627. Or, of course, you can book online at pointlomasportfishing.com. We are offering discounts this year for juniors, seniors, and military.
Awesome.
Well said. A great time. Really appreciate you hanging with us and taking the time to do it. A great time, and I can't wait to come fishing with you. And we can't wait to have you. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Dale Hightower from Seagar Fluorocarbon. And next Sunday, Captain Brandon Nelson and Max Photo that are going to be jigging experts. It's going to be a really fun show having those boys in the studio. Big thanks to Jeff. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air. We'll see you next week.